I'm not suicidal. I'm not, I can't go until y'all really know what time it is. And then after that, boom, it's all over. And we can see, you know, how this can fall. But that's how it is. And the reason being is because if I can't live free, if I can't live with the same respect as the next man, I don't want to be here.
Multiple guns in the block, the front stops. Niggas is calling cops, get you shot, nobody stops. It's like work, living, should I blast myself?
I see y'all really know what time it is. Boom, it's all over. And you can see, you know, how this is gonna fall, but that's how it is. If I can't live, if I
can't live, cops give a damn about a new drug. Trick a killer nigga, he's a hero.
Taken after the fight at around 10:55 p.m. They were headed for Shug's dance, followed by an entourage of musicians and bodyguards.
Tupac, who normally was known to pack a weapon, as was Shug, and many people in the entourage, they weren't armed that night, and everybody said they felt safe.
Reporter Kathy Scott is writing a book about the murder.
So it was a very festive mood. They were, obviously they were playing the music loud, so they were in a party mood, they were partying with women.
You're evil when you think nobody's looking. I've seen the compassion, I've seen the anger, I've seen the jealousy, I've seen the fear, I've seen respect, and I've seen hate.
And Shug pulled up to an intersection and spoke with two unidentified women.
The two were looking at the girls and talking to them. That's what the witnesses have told police. And that's when a white Cadillac drove up on the passenger side next to Tupac and opened fire. Tupac tried to climb in the back seat.
As the attackers sped away, Shug Knight took off in the opposite direction. He finally stopped in front of a casino 1 mile away.
Nothing but pain, stuck in this game, searching for fortune and fame, something we all adore. The one thing we dying for. Nothing but pain, stuck in this game, searching for fortune and fame.